call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions here today, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I can't imagine there's a coach in the country who went through two tougher games than you went through last week, 104-103 in double overtime at Towson, and then the 79-77 loss at Hofstra. As you've gone back and looked at those two games, kind of give me your views on them.
Well, Rob, I'd actually add that we went through three tough games because a week ago yesterday we probably had our worst defensive performance of the season. So to have three games all on the road in that stretch was very difficult. We did not perform at a high level at William & Mary. We did fight. We did compete. And we're just unable to pull some very close games out at the end there, the last two.
After that game at William & Mary, and like you said, two games in that stretch of three on the road last week, for your team to battle, you guys come from nine down in the last couple minutes to force overtime against Towson, and then obviously you had Hofstra where you wanted them there in the final minute. What did you learn about your team in regards to their ability to battle and their toughness?
Well, I think you said it right there. And, you know, just had a conversation with a couple of people this morning prior to being in here, being in a staff meeting, and a lot of people talk and mention about the spirit and how hard these guys are fighting despite not having the results to give them that reason to fight sometimes. And as a coach, that just frustrates you even more. You really don't want to hear that. But the reality is, although we haven't won games like we've wanted to, and certainly the last two were very winnable, our guys are fighting and they have the right attitude. And if we continue to be consistent with our approach, then the outcomes will come. And we just need to be more focused on our approach and take care of the details.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. After you come off a swing like that and in the midst of, 3 weeks to go to conference tournament time, what's been the message to your guys?
Well, we just want to keep getting better. And there were a lot of bright spots. And the goal is to be at our best in March. And that's what we want to do. And that's what we're preparing to do.
Got an immediate question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mark Nardici with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Zach, I know you, you're not looking for moral victories.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Mark Nardici, the Philadelphia
Inquirer. Oh, Mark, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Sorry. Good. I know you don't care about moral victories and all, but can the way you guys have been fighting carry over not only to the end of this year, but maybe the next year as well?
Well, you know, we'd like to think that we're building a foundation for our culture and for what we're trying to do and the direction we're trying to go. So I think the answer, Mark, is yes. But we actually had meetings yesterday, just to give you an idea. All right. And sometimes those are meetings that, for example, how do you want to see, you know, you have year-end meetings. Well, we had some meetings that were like that. And we just said, hey, we got games left. And instead of having a meeting in March and we feel great about what you can do and how you can help us and can't wait till next year, we basically had those preemptive meetings yesterday. And we said, hey, instead of waiting for an exciting spring and summer and you have to wait all year to play games, let's talk about some things that you can do right now that can help us finish this season on an uptick and with some energy and some focus. So, Mark, we share that same thing, but we don't want to wait till the off season. We want to try and get ahead of that, and maybe it means that Sam Mojica and Calvary Jonsson and Kirk Lee and Rodney Williams, and, you know, maybe not Rodney as much because he's not coming back, but other guys are doing things that they can specifically do some things to help factor and change the games this year. Let's do it. Let's address them.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Zach, you talked a little bit about Kerry Jonsson, your freshman guard, and averaging 13 points over the last four games and now leading the conference in three-point percentage. Talk about the year that he's had and what he brings to your team.
I think Calvary is like so many of the other freshmen in our conference, and the year has been filled with success at the same time. and you're a freshman and everyone finds out what you do, they try and take that away from you, and you have to figure out different ways to play and react. And Cowrie's grown. He's done a good job, and really proud. I think the best success he's had has been on the defensive end, and he's really done a good job with that. So we continue to, again, move it forward, and he's made progress, and a lot of our guys have, and that's what we want to do. That's why this league is good, though. You've got good young players that are contributing on every team.
His freshman backcourt mate, Kirkley, CAA Rookie of the Week, 23 points, 6 assists, 3 steals in those 3 games last week. I know he's playing an awful lot of minutes for you as a freshman, and he's not the biggest guy in the world, but just talk about what he's done, what he's been able to do in all phases of the game as a freshman.
He's a fighter. He plays with a chip on his shoulder, and he's resilient, and he continues to be creative, finding ways to get to the basket for himself but also for his teammates. I think he's done a better job managing games and helping running the ball club and being connected with the coaching staff during games. And he's what's great about Kirk is he's got his individual talents, and the older he gets and the more seasoned he's become, the more he realizes that he's also responsible for everyone else's success on the floor. And he's evolving, and the progress he's shown in the last 2 weeks has been terrific, and we're very excited to continue to coach him, not only for this season, but for the next 3 years afterwards.
Offensively, you guys have shot now better than 45% in the last 6 games. Are things offensively starting to gel the way that you sort of envisioned?
We can be better offensively. We've done some good things, and you talk about those games. I think in the last 8 games or so that we've had a lead. We've won one of the 20-minute halves. So this team is capable of doing some things. We've got to put together 40 solid minutes and be consistent with it. But just as you say, if we're doing that on the offensive end and we're not winning games, we've got to be more focused on the defensive end. And that's certainly what we're talking about in practice every day.
Get a rematch with William and Mary on Thursday. As you said, you just saw them a little over a week ago and ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw in Williamsburg with them scoring 108. What needs to happen differently, and what take from that game that you need to work on?
I think anybody can answer that question. You don't need me to. We need to defend much better. They're a very talented team, and we've got to make them more uncomfortable on the offensive end.
All right, Jack. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. We'll see you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.